House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Housey & House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Terry Engelken about his time as Wedge president and treasurer and updating us on Wedge. I'm here to talk to you today about your recognition for being past president of Wedge. You want to just kind of jump on in there?
Okay. Yes, it's been my honor to be president of Wedge for 21 and 2022. And prior to that, I was treasurer for a few years. And there's actually a time period in there where I was both treasurer and president, which was kind of interesting. But thank heavens, Jennifer Wharton stepped up to take over the treasurer job, so I could focus on being president. But we've had an exciting time. Going back just a little bit before I became president, David Collins unfortunately passed away as our director very suddenly. We ended up hiring Mary Audia, who we're very pleased that we were able to find her and step into his shoes. And she's doing a very, very good job. Some of the highlights of what we've been working on is we completed a strategic plan and a plan of action last year with the help of a consulting group out of Des Moines. A couple areas of focus. Housing is a big area for us. We started a housing task force for Washington County, and we have participation from Riverside, Wellman, and Washington. And one of the things that came out of that was student-built homes, where would be a whole nother topic for you to talk about with Mary, but she was a coordinator to set up getting a house in Kelowna that was needed rehabilitation, and they actually had students help with that. The city of Kelowna was instrumental in putting that together, and that's being expanded this year to, they're going to build two new homes, and we hope to bring that to Washington in another year or so. Another area that we've worked on quite a bit is child care, and Mary put together a group that she helped raise funds. So we did a child care study 2 years ago, and we were amazed to find out there was 840 openings that we were actually short that many providing spots for kids in this county. So we've really spent a lot of time, Mary has too, on working on child care. We got a child care grant to help established child care over in Ainsworth in the school there, and Mary's been working on several other projects to try to get other daycares going in the counties. We worked on setting up a community foundation for Wedge. We haven't used it yet, but we're hoping that down the road we can do that. Brava Tile moved into the old White Cell building, and that has been real good for both the city and for Wedge. And they're buying that on contract, so that's a great thing for the community. And both David and Mary were very good grant writers, and David worked on a $100,000 grant for the wellness park, which we ended up getting. And then he also helped on a grant with collaboration with the county and Premier One to pave the road from Highway 1 out to Premier One. I believe it's, I want to say 290th. I might have the street number wrong, but there's about 3 miles out there that got paved, and that's just been a great help. And then Mary also worked with Johnson County, and we actually had a joint meeting. Farmer's Hen House is located just into Johnson County, but it's actually like County Line Road, and so we got the supervisors for Johnson and Washington County together, and they ended up, Johnson County helped seal coat that road, so it helped make it a lot less dusty for people living along there and people traveling it. So we have a housing task force that I mentioned earlier. The group meets monthly trying to see what we can do to try to get more housing in. Mary worked with Lyle Mullen. There's a statewide system called LOIS for listing of properties that are available, commercial properties available for sale in the county. And that resulted in the sale of the Crane Valve building that was purchased by an out-of-state investor who found that on that website. And hopefully that'll bring a new business to town, hopefully by the end of the year. So basically, that's what we've been up to.
Yeah, great. I've had the pleasure of talking to Mary a couple times, and it never ceases to amaze me just the multitude of projects that are always, that always seem to be going on in Washington, which is awesome.
Business Park is getting off to a good start out there off of Highway 1, and there's some activity in that. So hopefully there will be some more good things come this year on that. So.
Yeah, great. Well, awesome. Thank you for the update, and thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you.
That was Terry Engelken joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about updates with the Washington Economic Development Group. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.